Alaska Territorial Guard members have not gotten the recognition that many local historians and veterans believe they deserve. The ATG was a World War II military reserve force, also known as the Eskimo Scouts. As KYUK's Mark Earhart reports, they are finally getting some local recognition in the form of an ATG Memorial Park in Bethel.
No excuse, I'm too old to be in the military.
Absolutely nothing between Japan and Anchorage except a bunch of Eskimos out there with a 30-06.
And setting up pieces of driftwood to look like soldiers and sticks to look like guns, so it sort of showed the presence of troops in this area.
Fritz Grenfeld has spent a lot of time thinking of the men and women of the Alaska Territorial Guard.
And now we take you direct to Washington, the nation's capital.
The United States has been attacked.
The ATG is often forgotten in discussion of the Second World War. On that fateful day in 1941, Japan's strike on Pearl Harbor showed America's vulnerability. And the Alaskan wilderness was our country's back door.
And the battleship West Virginia was reported sunk. Also, the battleship Oklahoma has been set on fire.
Grenfeld is one of several members of Bethel's ATG Memorial Planning Group. They have a list of over 6,300 names of men and women who served in the Guard.
70 years since these men and women performed their duty for our country, and it's time to get and recognize them and show our respect to them and their families for the service they provided to our country in our time of need.
When America went to war against Japan on December 8, 1941, nowhere was its vulnerability more apparent than in the territory of Alaska.
Grenfeld and the other members of the group have worked to get an ATG Memorial Park in Bethel, a feat that includes gardens and a gleaming metal statue of a Guard member holding a rifle. But he says they aren't satisfied with just the park.
Our next project is to work on getting the discharges for the family members.
He says many who were in the ATG never received an official discharge, a recognition other soldiers in the lower 48 received after their service.
Getting recognized sooner or later is better than not at all.
Grenfeld says that many men and women from the YK Delta area were involved in defending America's 49th state.
The total of the ATG members in this area is somewhere around 1,250 to 1,300 men and women.
The music, interviews, and news reports playing in the background of the story are from KYUK's 1995 documentary about the ATG, Uncle Sam's Men. I'm Mark Earhart.